August 23rd, 2012, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show in Pedro, but not on the Pleasure Point at the Love Grotto. With me is not Brother Matt, but special guest, George Schwartz from Parts North.
Yeah. Came all the way down from Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. I thought you came from Culver City.
Whatever. But I am Santa Monica.
You work in Culver City. Yeah. You live in Santa Monica.
Yeah, yeah. It was a nice drive down the 405.
People. Really?
Oh, the big clouds are coming in.
But
they're on the edge of Pedro.
Did you have the plug of
traffic? Oh, it was terrible. But yeah. The weather was
nice.
The
weather, the sky was nice. We start off the show with In a Sentimental Mood, John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, and then Ototo. Well, I should say that right. Ototo from Sawako with Ryan Francisconi. San Francisconi. Okay, you can unplug that thing here. You got
to
show me.
No, no, I got to. I got to get a photo. I'm listening, dude.
Okay. My guest here is hooked up to his leash. So
I'm taking a fake look.
Let's
right
take
now.
It. Let's take it from the beginning. Where were you born and when?
I was born in New York City, 1963.
Okay.
Moved out age one. My parents were like pretty hardcore New Yorkers, and they
not
came
too hardcore.
Well, hardcore enough to be, like, my dad never went back. He grew up in, you know, grew up in Brooklyn,
yeah,
and he never went back. Moved to Southern California, yeah, and that was it. Ended up in Santa Barbara. So anyway,
became,
but we moved
out hardcore California.
Oh yeah, hippie and all.
Gave
that.
Up on the.
Oh yeah. Well, he said he wanted the city to be as he remembered it. The, you know, the 50s and the late 60s New York. He didn't want to go back into the, you know, the taxi driver New York in the 70s.
Travis,
you know.
Bickle.
Yeah, he didn't need to deal with that. So yeah, we moved to Newport Beach. I lived there.
OC.
Yeah, OC life. But
I think John Wayne.
Yeah.
Had a yacht there that he converted from a minesweep.
Cool.
In those parts, maybe in those times. 60s, right?
Yeah, I didn't see him around.
No.
And then parents got divorced age 7, moved to Glendale, and then just moved all around. My mom and my sister moved all over the place.
Orange County to the Valley.
Right, and then all over the West Side.
But then, yeah, because I know you from the West Side.
Yeah, we kind of ended up in Santa Monica. Oh, I lived in Hermosa for a while. I went in 73, third, fourth, fifth grade. Went to Pier Avenue and Hermosa Beach Middle School.
The pier was the road.
Yeah. And
That's what the studio was on.
Yeah.
Media art.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't know about any
no,
of that
church
stuff. No,
but that was on the corner but of Catalina and Pier.
But I went to in sixth grade, it was an English class.
Church was a couple blocks.
Yeah, towards the beach,
east.
Right? Yeah.
Well, east of that studio. Studio was like right on the...
Oh, yeah.
Right before that little place with the lighthouse and that stuff and all. It's kind of like really strange, like college town without a college scene there.
Yeah.
Like if you had a frat scene, but there's no college.
But the keggers are still flowing.
Yeah, and the jello shots.
Yeah, so I went...
Kamikazes.
I was in elementary school with Janet Housden, you know, from Red Cross, or the drummer from Red Cross, and whatever, but then moved out of there and just moved all over the West Side, Santa Monica, Beverly Hills, Marina
Del
Rey.
Music?
So first music, I mean, my parents kind of became suburban hippies in Newport Beach.
Yeah, but the first music
that I heard was Beatles.
Experience.
Yeah, was okay. Beatles. My sister and I.
You could call it something. Because you probably heard sounds before that, but didn't know who it was.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I remember like Yellow Submarine, for example.
Beatles is the one you know you can put together.
Yeah, and in our house, that was like...
sound.
That was like the classical music. Like, that was... That's like Beethoven for our house. It was Beatles and Rolling Stones was the Bach, right? That's kind of where that whole thing was at that time. But I didn't pay much attention to that, aside from the Beatles, right? But then later on, it was Dr. Demento, man.
It's your parents.
Yeah. Hippies.
Here, let's listen to some music here.
Cool.
Hey,
What's up? Rock, my chump. Hip hop. Shut up. couple of fellas that I follow. Shout out to you, say. Disappointed, cause I wanted to be that famous DJ.
For Pedro Show, old friend Jordan Schwartz, guest this edition. We just heard It's Cool by Black Bananas. You heard of them?
No.
I think they're in Orange County. It's the lady from Royal Trucks.
Huh.
Ahead of that, we had Be a Man by Serengeti and Tobacco. Much respect to Tobacco out of Pittsburgh. We're going to record a new album. I don't know who the Serengeti guy is, but I like anything Tobacco's in. In front of that was Good Woman, a Cat Power song by Ed Vedder live.
Wow.
And then Cat Power with a new song called Cherokee, but with the Nicholas Jar remix. We started off with Putin's
Oh shit!
Lights Up the Fires. Putin Lights Up the Fires by Pussy Riot. What's your take on Pussy Riot? This
I think it's I think it's the biggest thing that happened to punk rock in a long time. I think it's going to blow up the whole punk rock scene in U.S. Or it's a complete fucking fraud. It's hard to fucking tell. One other thing is,
well, those ladies are going to go to jail, right?
They're in. No, they. I thought they got the 2 year. I thought it already.
Two
came
of them
down.
Are mothers, right?
Yeah. But the other trippy thing is, some of it's kind of a propaganda spiel, though. So it's like in the U.S., oh, the Russians, oh, fuck them, man, no freedom of speech. But hey, don't forget about Bradley Manning and Julian Assange, the duo that I call Penis Riot. They're up the same fucking street, and that's in our backyard. No. It seems real. I mean, they're like dancing around. It's real, and they're fucking pissed off about something. So I can dig that.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's
weird.
I can't
see total puppets from foreign money.
Yeah, but it's just weird, the recording, you know? It's like somebody could have just done the record, you know? When did the record get done? You know, if they're in jail, you know, they do like an HR thing where they sing the whole thing from jail?
Well, there's different members.
Okay.
It's not like a regular band.
Right.
I think it's a group of people.
Okay.
Because I've seen...
I know there was one that
didn't
go to jail.
You can see there's different people. And then today, they said the Russian police are looking
for the people
who
were
at the church that didn't get arrested.
I hope they're not on Facebook, man. It's all over.
They grabbed three of them, right?
Yeah.
But I think there was more than that. I think they were playing to a tape at the church. I think they're kind of artist people, too. They remind me of 70s punk.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Pistols, even.
Or Crass.
Yeah.
Kind of like Crass.
Oh, as a living.
No.
Of course they fucking do. Yeah, anyway, yeah, I think that it's an amazing thing, that trip, but it's just got to kind of check it.
Okay, but we got to get back to your story.
No doubt.
Let's hear some more music.
day by his side. Mine is a love that comes deep in the night and leaves before morning. We sold our world outside here under the stars, and many would curse us if only they knew. So get you up soft and here's what to do. Walk back to the house and distant guitars.
Pedro Show, Chow and Calamari. Jordan got on his way here at Bob Fitch.
Hey, I didn't want to show up to your pad empty-handed. I'm a big fucking Watt from Pedro fan, so it's an honor to fucking supply the chow and the drink.
Okay, the chunk of music there.
And the spiel.
Spiel's coming up. Love is Insecure by Many Birthdays out of Texas, Austin. Then Husband by R. Stevie Moore and High Five Club. High Five Club, the French guy. R. Stevie, I think he's living back in Nashville. Motel Tropical by Joe Bouchard, former bass player, Blue Oyster Cult, Connecticut.
That's good shit. I've heard those other pieces on the
Style
other
Style by Toys That Kill, they're Pedro. Todd C.
And Rock Reese the Ballet.
They rock Harold's. They rock Godmother's. Right over.
Yeah, they did Las Vegas bowling, too, I saw.
Did they?
Yeah. Getting around, spreading it around a little.
Cold wind by the Skags. Not Skags, Scrags, out of Sweden. And born with the either a tear or a tear. It's hard to know.
It seems spelling?
Lame, English.
Yeah.
Is. No, it's confusing. Is it tear? Is it tear? Big Sur. Great man. One from Mars Volta. Okay.
Oh, cool.
Back to your story.
Yes.
Beatles.
Beatles. Then, check it out.
That's the first
my music was Dr. Demento. Actually, it was still my dad. I used to fit my dad.
Sunday night?
My dad moved up to Santa Barbara. And so I'm kicking it up there one weekend. You know, my mom was down on the west side somewhere.
100 miles.
Yeah. Nice ride, though. So he said one night, he said, hey, Dr. Demento's starting. Sit in this room and listen to this.
Sundays.
On a Sunday, yeah. So I kicked it, and so I got turned on to the whole thing. Back then it was 4 hours on KMET on the Mighty Met. Hooyah to you, Watt.
Comedy.
Yeah, but it was good. Novelty music, but... Well, I was into a lot of comedy. I was into...
Tom Lehrer.
Well, Tom Lehrer, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Cheech and Chong. I was into a lot of comedy stuff. And so this kind of brought in the music aspect to it. You know, whatever. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati, or titties and beer, right? You had rock
shaving
aspects.
Shaving cream.
Shaving. I had the Benny... I got that album, Benny Bell, man. Yeah, I saw it at the Two Guys in Manhattan Beach, and I fucking jumped on it. So, yeah, so that, and then once, I guess my dad was the biggest influence. So then a little bit later.
He foisted the D on you.
Yeah, which was good, but he knew it was a good
so
fit.
So every weekend you started listening to him.
To Dr. Demento, yeah. Stay demented. You know, it's kind of like.
Not Pat Rock.
Yeah, it's kind of like starting your own band. But, so.
Top Hat.
Yeah. So
burns.
Then. I get a little bit older, and then one day I'm visiting my dad. All right, well, next door, yeah. Next
hold
year.
It for hour two, because this is the end of the first hour. August 23rd, 2012, with Dish and Wap, Beto Show guest Jordan Schwartz. Hold tight for hour two. August 23rd, 2012, it's the second hour of the Wap from Beto Show. Thank you.
I nursed them when they were sick. I was buying a new Scott had a talkie.
Kathy died, she killed her.
Mark from Pedro Show. We start off the third hour with some stuff from Italy. First, Squarcy Mountain, a live tune called Stoke. They're on tour now. Jacopo and Andrea from Sigodi. They got a new album out too, soon. Fourth album. After that, we heard Carapace. It was probably Carapace.
Sorry. I don't know Italian at all.
Tubax. Great band. And then Invenzione 3. Trina. By Neil and Manlio. Incredible guitarist. Doesn't use a strap. Just manhandles it or puts his.
Standing up?
On, sometimes no strap leg up standing on a up? Fucking chair. And yeah, no strap on the guitar. Heaves it on his shoulder. He's bad. He's bad. Okay. Now, what about this Demento?
Okay, so then I get in the Dr. Demento thing. Then a couple of years later, I'm about 13 or something. It's Saturday night. My dad says, okay, have a seat. Let's have a seat in the living room. Turns down the light. Breaks the fucking bong out and says, okay, time to, you know, smoke weed.
For hits?
Yeah, for my first hit. And what does he put on?
No.
I mean, you should guess. My dad's a hippie. He wants something good for a good
Doors.
First stone. It's a little too, that's hard rock. I wasn't a hard rocker.
Light My Fire or some shit.
No, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, okay.
And he smokes me out, and we're sitting on his beanbag chair watching the fire go, and then it kicks in, and it's like, wow. And he's explaining the Dark Side of the Moon concept and all that stuff, and then he puts on, I think.
But at the end of the album, he says, there is no Dark Side of the Moon, it's all dark.
Yeah, yeah. And then he goes, then my dad put on metal and. He was into Floyd, yeah, definitely. So that's when I started getting into the hard rock, I guess,
that was
these
his
days.
Music.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm getting into different types of things, you know, somewhat. The thing is, he was never into jazz, which is a trip. He was way into.
He likes Demento. He likes.
Beatles, Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd. The Who. I'm a big Who fan.
Big Who.
He used to take me to when they'd show the rock films up in Santa Barbara, like when Kids Are All Right came out. We saw that at the theater, you know, and we're sitting in the theater. I'm watching these guys banging their heads to The Who, sitting in the seats, you know, like head banging. I'm like, wow, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah, and Gimme Shelter, you know, the Gimme Shelter, the Altamont film.
Yeah.
It took me to all that, and Hendrix plays, Jimmy plays Berkeley.
Punch
and
Marty.
All those old rock films,
right.
Yeah. So
does the Jerry say that?
Yeah, but
they
he wasn't
punched Marty Bummer, and they turn right around.
Yeah,
and fly back.
But the one thing, like I remember, there was some band like Electric Flag. There were certain things he didn't like, and maybe MC5 too. Like he wasn't into Stooges, right? Some things that were like really over the top. He wasn't into heavy metal, so it had to be kind of more creative, a little softer to a point. But if you were just making noise for the point of making noise, he wasn't into that.
He didn't buy it.
No.
Alright.
So that was the hard rock era.
What about people at school?
Oh, and then the whole that was the whole time of the fucking forced music, you know, what I call forced music. 76, 77, you couldn't fucking go anywhere without hearing fucking Cheap Trick or The Cars or Zeppelin. Or any of that shit. Like, I know the whole fucking Zeppelin category, and I never owned a goddamn record, right? Well, where did I, you know, wherever you go, I went to Beverly Hills High, and they had it, they would pump the fucking music in the quad, you know, at lunchtime and stuff like that. You couldn't fucking get away from it.
Ugh.
Yeah. But I heard Rocky Horror Picture Show. That was kind of slipped in the side there on the Z Channel. It's like, well, that's pretty cool.
Time Warp.
Yeah, let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left. And I saw this thing on Public Access. I saw a thing on the Talking Heads. That was kind of cool. But it still didn't really register, you know. But, Rolling Stones, Miss You. I really love that fucking record. Oh. Aerosmith, double live, bootleg, you know, all that kind of fucking crap.
Miss You.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good record. They just re-released that, too.
Did they? What was the one after that? Some Girls?
Yeah, that's it. Started going downhill after that, man. But Miss You had the rap, you know. This town's full of money grabbers. Go ahead.
Buy big album. Some Girls, yeah, they got shattered.
Yeah, Boop Shaubi. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
But
that was good
Some
shit.
Girls.
Yeah, that was good. But after that, it was... Then you got
when
a
the whip comes down.
Yeah, when the... Yeah, dude, a rocker. Yeah. So it was a
the
little...
with the faraway eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And Respectable. Get out of my life. Don't take my wife. Don't come back. What? So that was that. You know, in that, those days, right, that was all you got. KMET and KLOS fucking just pumping the hits.
The metal Long hits.
And, oh, and disco, too.
There was a Long Beach station here called KNAC.
Oh, yeah, KNAC. Yeah, I got clued into that a little bit later. That was like post-punk rock when I found out about KNAC.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I think they turned
I didn't know about
metal
it back
station
then.
But they were kind of rock and roll station.
Yeah.
These DJs, Ron McCoy.
Yeah.
Bobby Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of... They would play bootlegs. And, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, you could... It was forced. You couldn't escape it, man.
Right. And, at your school, what was big? Skating?
Oh, so school... Well, the other one was... The other stuff was disco, right? So around that time, maybe a little before
that.
Yeah, so I ended up in 1978, I landed in Santa Monica, right?
Yeah.
And that's Dogtown, right? Dogtown is Santa Monica and Venice. And, yeah. But that was kind of... Dogtown was kind of dying down. But I was getting fully into skating then.
Okay.
But I never really clicked with kids at school because I went to four different high schools in four different years, so I never really kind of settled in with stuff.
No, but was there a connect with music and skating?
That was late. That was after getting into hardcore. That's where it made a lot of sense. But still, I think
those Z boys they skated to Van Halen.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's in the Alva, right? He was into Zeppelin and all that shit. But that was cool. But some of them, Jay Adams was the punker, man. Yeah. He was into punk rock, and I seen him later, him and Muir hanging out at the cafe and stuff like that. Yeah, but they were more, you know, ZZ Top and all that good stuff, and Aerosmith. But Aerosmith rocks. I mean, that's a pretty heavy band.
I saw ZZ blow him away once.
Yeah.
Here, let's hear some more music.
Yeah.
still warm. But the meal is catch its movement by the moon. The sneaking its moment by the moon. The sneaking gloom. The sneaking gloom. Thank you.
since 14. It's time to come close. No dreams, no
people, listen, this is vital. Would you like?
inch to go. One more inch to go. West window exploded.
Dr. Feed Rush Show. Guest Jordan Schwartz here.
Sweating.
Yeah. If I turn on the fan, it'll be really loud.
Yeah, no. Hey. Sorry. You've got to put on a good show.
It's a little warm here.
I suffer for your art.
Okay. We started off that chunk with Rectum of Nefertiti by Mau Mau's. New Mau Mau's. Jordan was surprised there's new Mau Mau's, but yeah.
Well, no, I know they've been gigging, but I didn't know it was going to be on this show. Or that I didn't know they had a record.
I've been playing them lots of shows ever since I got the album. Maybe a month ago. Then we got two by Evan. Cat from San Jose. He moved to New York City. He was the fourth man in Terra Melos, but he came from a band called Worker Bee. Now he's got a band called Family Rootin', and we just heard Out in the Pasture. Then we heard a Worker Bee song after that, No Dreams. Then some cats who came to the gig. You were at the gig.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, downtown.
Yeah, that was fun.
These young men were in a band called Dead Reverend, and they gave me a...
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I saw you chatting with a dude from San Diego. Yeah.
No, that they were...
The first band, it was the first band, right?
Move, but these guys were Dead Reverend. They didn't play that night.
Oh.
Hopefully I'll play with them there, though. But those guys, yeah, the drummer man helped roll out my speaker amp.
Yeah, that was fun. Good chat.
Bump to Move Before, or I can't remember their name. They're good. Young guys.
They want to bum rush your gig down there when the opera tour's down there. You gave them the green light, man.
Bum rush?
Get on the gig. You said, oh, call the promoter, get on the gig, man.
Well, yeah, they knew about the Chasma. Yeah, people ask me about getting on the gigs, and it's more about them going to the clubs.
Yeah.
Because I'm only there the day of that gig.
Right.
But to get back on the subject, Robert Pollard, after that from his solo album, well, he's got a new one. Yeah. I think it's a Guided by Voices album, or is it Robert Pollard? Well, this one's a Robert Pollard, and that song was Chief Meteorologist. And then we heard Perfect Stampede doing Back to Sleep, and finally Quigley Dictum, something live from Scarcity of Tanks in Cleveland. Okay, so you're skating.
Well,
no, first
yeah, yeah, high yeah. No, I'm skating. No, you're right.
So
when I landed in Santa Monica, there's this place, Rip City Skates, like a block away. They had pinball machines and Space Invaders, and they had skateboards. So I started hanging out there because I didn't know anybody, right? And I was into skating, so I just was street skating, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's real easy. You just get your skate and do some curb grinds or whatever. It was cool. So,
yeah.
But then... there was one rainy night, right? And our pad had this, was like condos, and it had a garage, an underground garage, and it got gotten flooded.
Yeah.
So I'm in there kind of cleaning the shit out, and somebody starts skating down the fucking driveway into the, like, there's 4 feet of this black water. Boom, splashing into the water. And it turns out that's Dave Markey and his crew, and they had lived right around the block. So I was like, started hanging out with them.
They were skaters.
Yeah, well, they were just having fun, right? Dave back then, they were just into fight. The crew were just into getting all kinds of trouble.
But they knew that water was there.
They knew that water was there, and they had a beat up skateboard. And all the flooded garages, they were skating into all of them. Anyone that had a big driveway going down into the flooded garage,
getting wet.
They were skating. So they said, "Hey, we know some other ones down the street." So I just cruised with them. That's where Dave and I met. We hung out all night, and it was.
Yeah.
Good times after that. So what we were getting into like new wave. It was B-52s and the ska stuff. The Specials, Madness, Selector. You know, we were picking that stuff off of...
Where?
KROQ maybe.
K-Rock.
And maybe some stuff from...
Demento?
From Rip City. Well, Dr. Demento didn't play any. He just played his shit. I was kind of burning on that.
Playing the Yankovic.
Yeah, but that's not ska, man. So we're getting into like B-52s. Oh, and Talking Heads. That's where we started getting into Talking Heads. Talking Heads 77, and more songs about buildings with food. And then finally, Decline of Western Civilization, Jealous Again EP. Oh, and seeing X at the Santa Monica.
What
City.
Are you going to gigs yet?
No. So first gig's 1980, X at the Santa Monica Civic.
With Devo.
X and the Alley Cats and the Gears.
New Year's Eve was Long Beach Arena.
Yeah.
With Devo.
Wow. Crazy.
And Germs played Hong Kong with Joanna Wynn. I went to that one. I didn't go to the New Wave one.
Yeah. So
that's your first.
We were into Devo too in the New Wave era. The Duty Now for the Future. All
yeah,
that shit.
And what's the first gig?
So first gig was X. And I was like packed in. It was all packed at the Santa Monica Civic.
Yeah.
And like I'm trying to get out because I'm like getting claustrophobic and I fucking pass out on the floor. It was trippy.
Wow.
But, and then we get out and we're hanging out in the lawn, right?
What do you mean get out?
We had the gig's over and we're just like sweating and just hanging out on the front lawn. And these fucking HBs come up to us. We're sitting on the grass.
Yeah.
And they're like just going around fucking with everybody, you know, because we were, you know, just these dopey New Waver kids with our, you know, specials buttons or whatever. And they're like giving us shit. It's like, what are these fucking hardcore? What are these guys with the black flag bars? Maybe got that first record. I don't know if we were listening to Robbie.
If you were
then.
Listening to Wave and shit, yeah. Robbie played a lot of X.
Yeah, maybe from Rip City Skates, or maybe we started listening to Rodney too. But you know, an X was a good transition. But it was fucking Decline in Western Civilization. Remember the album came out.
X is on that.
Oh yeah, and X, Black Flag, Circle Jerks, fucking the Bags, right? A lot of amazing stuff.
Alice Bag Band.
Right. Yeah. Whatever. And they had the little raps in between the stuff and the
Fear.
The Fear, classic fucking Fear. And that record had come out like 6 months or a year before
the
movie came out. Yeah, Chavo era Black Flag, yeah. We got arrested the other night for playing punk rock music. You know, it's like, wow. And then Blackies, you know, that was in Santa Monica. It's like, wow, cool.
No, Blackies, not
isn't
yet.
Isn't that SLA? Okay, whatever.
No, you know what? I know about Blackies. I used to go to gigs there. And you know what's one block away?
Mm.
Pink's.
Right on.
That's how
yeah, so now we know where
Pink's.
That. Okay.
It was just south of fucking Melrose.
Huh.
On La Brea.
Huh.
You know how Pink's is one block. It's after you go north, right?
Yeah.
This was the other side. Still on La Brea. That's how I found it.
Cool.
And yeah, that's where that's from.
Yeah. That's cool.
But anyway,
so
you
we
go
get
to that gig. That you didn't know about clubs yet.
Not really, no. It was the still big, you know, the big Santa Monica Civic gig. It was safe. It was in
records,
Santa Monica.
Yeah,
so we're buying records. There's a record shop up the street. They have collectibles, but they also have this little punk record. And we go in there every weekend or whatever, and we'd look at the Germs record. But we were, like, too scared to fucking buy it. You know, look at the front. You know, what we do is secret. And then we flip it around and look at the pictures, you know. The Darby
the
and the
label.
Pat. Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't know
Slash.
Labels, yeah.
Oh.
We weren't paying attention to labels.
Okay.
But finally, you know, I think one of us, Daver, got that, and I was like, "Whoa, this is gnarly!" But it was really the Decline. That was the opener.
They've got a couple songs on there,
and the Jealous Again EP, and that was just fucking primo. You know, just and then we start. That's when we start listening to Rodney. You know, 4 hours, and we're taping stuff.
Yeah.
You know, sit with a ghetto blaster.
A lot of core.
Not a lot. I mean, for 4 hours, it was a lot of fucking drama and a lot of this.
Oh yeah,
Echo and the Bunny
look,
Man.
Look,
and
we gotta
all right.
Cut it and get on to hour three. It's been
you're the boss.
Second hour of August. Well, the clock's the boss.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
August
I'm tied to a clock.
2012 edition. Watt Pedro Show guest Jordan Swart. Hold tight for hour three. August 23rd, 2012, it's the third hour of the Watt.
All day, Miami to Maine. Who will write to refund checks? You drive me insane. I hope your re-election keeps us on and strong. Oh, geez, don't mind. And if he does, still be fine.
riding in this bus all day, surrounded by rain. The receipts from the local stores are proof I'm insane. I hope we'll have the cash to keep it all week long. Oh, Jesus, don't mind. And if he does, still be fine. Stairs to the lair is the place where your daddy keeps his Colt 45. The man says I'm better off alone. And I've been there and I'm scared of the thoughts that I'm gonna be the witness to die. Maybe I'll be better off alone. All day, Miami to Maine. Who will run the government while we circle the drain? I hope your re-election keeps us on and strong. Oh, Jesus, don't mind. And if he does, still be fine. Layer to layer is the place where your daddy keeps his Colt 45. The man says I'm better off alone. And I'm in there and I'm scared of the thoughts that I'm gonna be the witness to die. Maybe I'll be better off alone.
Thank you. Song of my spasm. There's a sound in my spine that chimes like nervous laughter and rattles like a shaking hand. Fingers contorted in skeletal trapeze, pain ringing from the base of my shoulder like a gong, quaking through a chorus of tremors that harmonizes in the middle of my neck. For all this discord, I get one moment of music.
Lot for Pedro show. Start off the third hour with Eric Britt doing Miami to Maine. Then You People Suck at Music, Just Add Vocals by C-Star Sound. Song of My Spasm, a poem by Tyler Cutler. And Burroughs from Chelsea Light Movin'. Who's Chelsea Light Movin'?
Oh, I know who Chelsea Light Movin'. He's one of my Facebook buddies. Thurston, right? It's Thurston's new band.
I wouldn't think that some dude coming from Hodgkin would say
that. I just because I know you're a, not a fake looker.
Back to the story.
Besides the whole computer shit, internet's fucked me up. I'm
you're okay.
I'm done.
Let's get
I'm
back
done.
To your story, okay? You yeah, and Dave Markey.
Oh, Rodney, dude.
No,
Rod.
You and Dave Markey get the germs out.
Hey, well, yeah.
That was a big deal,
well,
right?
To me, I'm telling you, Decline was the shit. Decline was blowing our fucking minds. And the movie wasn't out.
No,
so
but you were looking at the album and then finally...
Yeah, yeah. Like, right. You got somebody ponied up the fucking $7 and got
you
it.
Looked at the pictures. Yeah, yeah. These people sound yeah. like...
You know, like Pat's wearing like puka beads, you know? And Darby looks kind of funky. And Lorna's
oh,
happening.
You trippers.
Oh, yeah. And we didn't realize
like?
that was Uni High. That was the next
not
high
even
school
that
over.
Far from
right. Yeah. School within a school. Yeah. We didn't even know that. So, but Rodney, we started listening to Rodney. That kind of spread it around a little, you know? And specifically, that's where I heard the Minutemen. There was one Sunday night he played.
Well, Posh Boy did an album with him that was a compilation.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, that was a great compilation.
It's called
Rodney on the Road. Volume 1, man.
Yeah, yeah. Or something.
Agent Orange.
Something about the light's too bright or something. Raymond did the cover.
Oh, that one. Oh, I thought you were talking about the Rodney on the Rock one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Rodney on the Rock. He's involved. He helped him pick the song.
Oh, really?
Posh Boy's involved. Rodney's involved. Raymond's involved. I think Chuck and Greg, you know, Rodney was playing a lot of Flag then.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Flag interview.
A lot of Blondie, a lot of Bay City Rollers.
No, they did an amazing Black Flag interview right before Rise Above.
Drama.
Right before Rise Above came out. It was classic. But before that, Rodney played a set. He played four tunes off the Punchline, just straight through. And I taped it. You know, I got it, right? Okay. And I'm listening to that. I'm like, what the?
You search for that compilation.
Yeah.
38 seconds.
Yeah. Fucking great tune, man. But he played...
I think that's on Punchline.
He played...
He says four songs off Punchline.
Yeah. And I don't remember the exact tunes, but I had that chunk, you know, to just go... And I was like, wow,
well,
what the...
Search was at the beginning of the album, I think.
What the fuck? And I thought, when I was listening to it, I thought for some reason it was four people in the band, and they all had skinheads, but I did in my mind they were wearing flannel. For whatever reason, that was my... And I don't know, maybe I heard it somewhere or something like that, but it was, I saw four people in my room doing that. You know, like a lead singer trip. But that was, so that's why I got turned on to the Minutemen there. Plus, Black Flag, and he played great Go-Go's, he used to have Go-Go interviews. And
so Rodney's was the, what about fanzines? Flipside.
So, at Santa Monica High, somebody was shopping around an issue of Flipside. And so we'd go out in the quad, we'd all read, you know, we'd all, like 10 people thumbing through one issue of Flipside.
This is at high school.
Yeah, at high school. Like, what the hell is, what's this?
They
man?
Were out of Whittier.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to clubs.
Well, like, that year was the last Darby gig at the Starwood. I remember that. People at school, it's in the hallway. Somebody's going, are you going to go to the Starwood to see the last Germs gig? And I'm like, no.
Okay, with that like more music.
Thank you. When I wake up at 5 a.m., I take a shower and then I do it again. It feels natural, it gives me relief. So I scratch my balls, cause others grief. I'm driving in my car, sitting at the table, watching old movies up far in Gable. I saw him in a western and he did it too. So what the hell am I supposed to do? I scratch my balls, pop my balls walls. I do it in the malls, in the halls, and even in my own garage. I scratch my balls. I get lost in my own exhilaration. I scratch my balls, that's a fact. I admit it makes a big impact. I scratch my balls. I scratch my balls. No one returns my calls.
Black for Pedro show. I just did a bunch of spiel with that without the fucking recording button on, so here we go on a rerun. You just heard Cul-de-Sac by Yo Mama. That's out of Nashville. Carnal Kitchen, Mr. Clean. Carnal Kitchen, Steve McKay. Brother Steve McKay, Stooges Sax Man. Same tenor. This was his band in the 60s and early 70s.
But it's a new recording, or is it?
No, it's from there.
It's old.
In fact, it's when he went to New York City to shop around. The only one who would listen to him was Roulette Records. Tommy James, ask him about that. Ahead of that was Dog Beach by Hang Zeros. And starting it off was Campson Anywhere, which is, yeah, we know about that.
We know about it, but you didn't hear record. Nobody else.
I've played a lot of Anywhere on this radio show, so people know. It's Cedric from Mars Volta at the drive-in on drums, kicking up Much Dust. Christian on the 12-string. Back to your story.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to clubs yet.
Not quite yet.
Okay.
People
are reading the flip side.
Oh yeah, no, we're like on the edge of the black hole, getting sucked in.
All right.
So one of the first club gigs I remember was that we ran into this other guy, Alan Gilbert, and who lived up the street. We're hanging out with him, listening to like some punk rock shoebox punk tapes, you know, with Crass and a bunch of other shit on there, and stuff recorded from Richard Meltzer's Unprovoked Attack show on KPFK.
No, that was called Hepcats from
Hell. Or Hepcats from Hell.
Yeah.
But from that show, we had...
Any mixtapes?
Yeah, like Electric Eels was taped off of that show.
Yeah.
Fucking great tune.
He used to play a lot of good music.
Yeah. And KPFK is fucking cool, right? You guys played there back in the day in Sacramento, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so we're sitting in his room, and we're thinking about... That's where we kind of got the idea to start We Got Power magazine. We're just like farting around, and my sister's drawing this picture, and that becomes the cover of the first issue.
Yeah.
And we just go and do it. Dave and I used to do fanzines and other stuff of like stuff with kids around the block, kind of things, like pre-hardcore stuff with kids on the block stuff. Like Dave was shooting movies since he was 11, and with just kids on the block, like a little Exorcist thing or whatever. And then it got more involved.
Well, you got to bring Dave on.
Anyway,
but you guys.
What you're doing is
like a punk version of what you already been doing,
right? But we'll shave that. So the gig we go to, the first club gig, is fucking Cuckoo's Nest on a Tuesday night. It's fucking Minutemen.
Well, if you're going to have fans and you need gig reviews.
Right. So we manufacture one straight away. Fucking knock it out of the park on the first gig. Descendants, Minutemen, Red Cross on a Tuesday night at the Cuckoo's Nest. Fucking Amazing, man. It was
Easy Boom got shocked.
Really?
Yeah, bad grounds and a spark between our nose and knocked us both back.
Yeah, so that
you had to bring your own microphones that place. I remember that gig.
Yeah, it was amazing. And there was like hardly anybody there. And when Mugger's in the crowd.
He was a character builder.
Yeah, Mugger was in the, but for us it was a mind blower. Because Mugger's in the crowd going.
Character builders can be mind blowers.
Mugger's in the crowd going, D Boone, take a shit on stage. And we're like, what? What's going on here? You know? Oh, that's that Minutemen. We heard them on
he
Run.
He was making a joke.
Yeah. I guess you had to been there. Nothing more important for an audio podcast than visual aids.
said in effect, money is based on nothing but theory and intention. Credit.
What do you want to do? I think
we'll have to. No substance. Like the alchemists of medieval times, the inflationists create a non-existent.
They're more melodic. I'm not very musical tonight.
Watch the Pedro Show. Last music for this edition.
Damn.
No Foot Stretch That Lumber by Ott out of Austin. Not Your Fool, The Bang out of San Jose, NorCal. Buy Me Honey by Yellow Red Sparks. I think they're OC. And finally, Putzmeister Fetal Bovine Serum by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. That's Santa Rosa, I think. NorCal. Okay, so you guys start this fanzine. We got the power.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting, fast forward all these years later, you're putting out a book.
Yeah, so about 8 years. So back in the day, we did it all ourselves, right? Dave would sit in his room and use these Letraset letters and scratch them onto a layout board, where we'd type right up record reviews, and he'd cut them out and he'd paste them out. He got me clued into photography, so I would shoot and develop and print 35mm film all up in my bathroom there. So, but back in the day, I wasn't really good technically at developing the film or whatever, and it was a pain in the ass to print shit out. So I kind of had a shitload of pics, the negatives, and just kind of shelved them over the years. Eventually, after 5 issues of We Got Power, which were printed by John Circle One's dad downtown, speaking of core, the mag kind of just burned out as we kind of got into post-hardcore stuff, and we're doing things like Desperate Teenage Love Dolls and like more movie trips, and I was working at Global Network as a press agent and a booking agent, so we kind of got all over the place.
We left the magazine behind.
But then you fast forward. I'm doing computer shit on the internet. Dave's making more films. And about 8 years ago, Dave got a scanner, right? You know, a flatbed scanner, and it had a negative attached. We started running his negatives through it. And he's like, wow, look at all these cool pics. So he gives me a call. It's over a Christmas break. He said, bring your fucking negatives over. So I bring like you know, hundreds of negatives over, and we scan them all. Yeah. And the thing is, the digital stuff, especially with a black and white image, the firmware on a scanner is really good at pulling out an image. Even if it's not developed that well, it can figure out the black and whites, or you can go tweak it, you know, in any kind of photo editing thing and make it look really good. So right then, that 7 years ago, we're like, wow, we could do a really cool book about this. And what would be cool? Why don't we take some of the pictures, and then we have some of the people in the pictures writing about what was happening. It's somewhat inspired by, you know, Brendan Mullins. His books where he would like talk with people.
Yeah,
the books would be the people's spiels.
From New York called "Please Kill Me" by Legend of Neil.
No, fuck New York. I'm talking about Brendan Mullins.
Yeah, he did it many years before.
But
same idea. It's little oral histories.
Yeah. So we thought, well, we'll do something like that. Initially, we talked with Thurston. And we were all kind of set up to go, but then his Ecstatic Peace books, the business kind of blew up. And so we got a hold of this guy, Ian Christie, who does this book publishing in Brooklyn called Bazillion Points. They had done the Touch and Go book. You know, the dudes from Detroit that did the Touch and Go fanzine and the records, all that good shit. And so here we go. We got this book coming out. Comes out in September.
Yeah.
And we're doing a gig at Track 16 Gallery in Santa Monica. That's Track 16 Gallery.
Yeah.
With starting September 8th, we got they're letting us. We got 140 prints. You know, big printouts of pictures in the book. The book's fucking 300 pages. But we got like 140 prints, and then we're gonna have like skateboards and T-shirts and all this kind of shit up there. And on opening night, we got a bunch of bands playing, like Adolescence and The Last.
This is September 8th.
Yeah, coming
soon. Next week, you bring Dave Markey, and let's see.
We'll finish it up.
This, okay? Because we're out of time. It's
cool.
Been very much my honor, though, to have you aboard.
Hey,
Jordan.
And I'm honored. So I'm honored to be on this, dude. I'm a big fan of you, and I'm an avid listener of the Watt from Pedro show. And it's unfortunate that we couldn't have a spin cycle.
But next week,
we'll do that next
week.
Yeah.
Dave Markey.
Because he turned me on to the Go Team, man. I owe Brother Matt for that. I would have never found that tune, Super Triangle, if it wasn't for him.
Super
I love
Triangle?
I love that song.
All right. It's been the August 23rd, 2012 edition of the Watt for Pedro Show with guest Jordan Schwartz. Everybody, keep your powder dry.